Blog Talk Radio.
We arrive, everyone. Here at the convention. Welcome to the convention. Welcome.
And
this is what God told me. You have to look through the outward appearance and see the heart. And when he walked in my office, I didn't see how he walked on the outside. I saw what he walked on the inside. You cannot judge a person by the outward appearance. That's what many of us push it right back out the door. Because we judge them through the outward appearance. But don't judge a person unless you know what's in their heart. Thank God for the change in heart. I want to introduce you all to this young man tonight, powerful young man. Y'all welcome Brother Justin Shaw. Now, I really do understand now why the enemy tried to keep me from this place today. All hell broke out in my life today. I got a call at like 10 o'clock. They told me one of my best friends told me I was wild. I shot 3 days ago in the back.
I used to tell people, I said, man, if my grandparents ever passed or anything ever happened to my grandparents,
I thought it would be the perfect word of God. Oh my God, God heard what I said. See, he didn't know that what he knew, and I didn't know that in November of 2014, my grandfather was going to pass. And they put him something in me immediately. See, I was a kingpin, and we were talking about that. I sold drugs on the federal level. When I say I ain't about the street level, though, I'm talking about, I supply the suppliers. I came to church, this is what I talk about. I told God, if I ever preach the gospel, God, I want to be real with it. I don't want to be one of those ones that got babies in every city. I don't want to be one of those ones who sleeping with everybody in the church and doing this and doing that, because that's going to put a sign of things in my mouth. So what I do, I was a musician. I sit over the organ and on the keyboard every Sunday. And I wasn't thinking about nothing of God. I thought about that money. When the time the church started, I said, if another person shouts, if they shout one more time, I'm ready to go home. He says, I just got a picture. He said, $20,000 window. So I wasn't thinking about church. I didn't think about God. I said, listen, if one more person shouts, if we can preach 2 days more minutes longer, then we're going to have fun. Because all I thought about was money. I done a few minute witnesses, baby. When I said the witnesses, I told my wife, I see the star coming down my eyes. I said, baby, I'm addicted to money. She used to think when my phone was going off and blowing up, and you know, I walk outside and walk off. Naturally, a woman gonna think it's another woman on the phone. My phone was blowing up because I had customers calling me from front up to front now. I didn't realize that God was sending me through all of the stuff that when I was a little kid, if I was on crack cocaine for 17 years, and daddy was in the federal penitentiary for 21 years, I didn't realize that he was raising me up to go back and get those youth, those young people, that feel like it's over for me. See, the church has started got this mentality where they judge now. And instead of us wrapping our arms around that drug addict and that homosexual and all those folks, not to promote the fear. But to say, God, I still love you. I remember one day that he used to get up at 3, 4, 5 in the morning and go down and find a rhino with a rabbit on around him. And say, listen, you ain't done too much that God can't save you. You ain't did this. Your past ain't too dirty that God can't save you. So I told myself, fellas, that they bring a new movement to the old school power. And so now, like I said, I used that past and you saw it. I'm something in place. So much. I said, Lord, I know I'm in the right place today. I know why the devil tried to keep me from here today. I know why the enemy wanted me to stay at home today. I know why everything went wrong today. So I told myself, when I get in the house of God today, I don't know about y'all. I just need about 10 to 15 people that got a weapon. It is what it is, baby. This is God. It is what it is. Even though it happened, it is what it is. God, even though it happened, it is what it is. Even though I turned that on, it is what it is. Listen, you said it all things just like so. So it is what it is, Lord. My prayers are too dirty. My prayers are too dirty that I have to push you with you messed up. I can tell somebody, God, can reform a drug addict, a drug addict. But I told my pastor, I said, that's one thing I want to do with the church is I want to start a ministry for the drug killer. Because if the ministry for the drug killer goes, then the drug addict ministry is going to happen. See, it's about supply and demand. So now, I can go and reach those people. No, listen, I used to be that drug dealer. Listen, I said, that bread don't add up. That is, oh, I'm a mathematician, but that don't add up. Where's the bread? Where's the money? All those, I can tell those stories. I can tell those stories about how I used to go and try to have some fat people with the pistol and fight a gun off at the same time and put the fear of God in their life. So I said, you know, I don't look like what I did. I used to dress up real nice and put my body glass on coming to church. Everybody's like, oh, I'm jumping, jumping, jumping. Oh, hallelujah. It's heaven, it's like, you don't know what's going on. I get out of this in the pop-off. They didn't realize that my wife had divorce papers. Oh, they looked at us on the outside. They didn't look at that pretty woman right there. Baby, stand up, baby. Stand up, baby. Because of my past, because of my church, I almost lost my favor. I almost lost my favor. See, I'm still trying to recoup from some of the stuff I messed up doing. See, a lot of us think we can just push the favor. I don't need nobody. I'm good. That's why I'm short one day. I don't need nobody. You just whatever you. No, I almost lost my favor. We had the work thing. We used to come to church every Sunday, dress up real nice. Some time to listen to. I got to get the same color. It's my wall. If I could have brought my wall to church. I thought I put this sermon together a couple weeks ago. Get my wall to talk. What would your wall feel God about you? Would your wall feel God if you faithful? We can walk up to somebody and see things on this boy. You know, he's been cussing 13 times, and she cussed him out 46 times, and he's been living any kind of way in front of those kids, and he's up there raising his hands like this. It's time out of faith. I'm sick of it.
Thank you. Thank you.
God will choose him. Hallelujah.
Going through his grave, but get ready for the preaching.
understand this system. You ain't going to be doing it by yourself. But you have the gift of dream and vision. God shows you stuff. And that's why you're healed over this marriage, because God shows you. Now, you just keep praying. You just keep it fast, because I'm going to teach you just what I want you to have. And God's word will not return to him home. But you will be preaching side by side with your husband. And my wife and I are known across the country for laying hands on folk and getting delivered. We work as a team. But that's a team ministry in God. Team ministry. So we're going to go with this thing, and we're going to go ahead and do what God said. Get that oil over there. Put it over there. It's okay, Bishop.
I just can't sleep on tonight. I just can't sleep.
that I got to meet. So, I'm thinking for your regular service, it's been like God. I'm here, I'm here. But you can afford that. Because you didn't have to come. So I'm going to lay hands on you, and let me tell you something. People are going to work better. Stop beating yourself up. Of course, you know, you went through a very bad experience. Don't beat yourself up. Yes. Get up. Take the drugs off. Beat it up. Hey, I'm going to go for the next. Hey,
down, 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 down,
Saturday night.
Thank you.